This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli yesterday. The projects include health and wellness centres, schools, rural and highway road projects, and other infrastructure works. The Prime Minister inaugurated the first phase of 450-bed Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa. Addressing a gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister said, "The Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu is country's heritage," and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development. The Prime Minister said the development of rail and road networks has given a major boost to tourism. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said the Union Territory has become one of the popular tourist attractions in the country. The Prime Minister said vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India. He said the government is very sensitive to the needs of the common man. Prime Minister also launched the Surat District Food Security Saturation Campaign at Surat, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family in the country, aiming to make the country anemia and malnutrition free. Reiterating the commitment towards the welfare of the poor, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government, including PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, the government insurance scheme, and the One Nation, One Ration Card, which have greatly benefited the underprivileged. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women news readers for 24 hours. All 45 main and hourly bulletins, as well as the news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being presented by women news readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. India and USA are in the process of advancing discussions on a multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, during Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to the US last month, both sides announced plans to negotiate a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. He said Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal was in the US and met with his counterparts. On the security breach during External Affairs Minister's visit to the UK, Mr. Jaiswal said India has conveyed its deep concern to the UK authorities. The Computer Emergency Response Team, CERTIN, under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, has released a Cyber Security Handbook for Mahila Suraksha on the eve of International Women's Day. This handbook is a comprehensive guide aimed at empowering women across the country with essential cyber hygiene practices. The booklet provides the best practices that women can adopt to safeguard their online presence and stay protected in today's digital world. Railways Ministry said there has been over five-fold increase in women loco pilots in railways. Railways had been a male-dominated sector due to its difficult operational challenges. However, women are breaking the glass ceiling in this sector too. Women have also entered the domains like loco pilots, station master, trackmen, signal maintenance, guard and gangmen. The present strength of women employees in railways is over 1 lakh, which is about 8.2% of the total strength of railways. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held bilateral Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko yesterday. During the consultations, the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Delhi Capitals by 5 wickets in Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. Chasing 178 for victory, Gujarat Giants reached the target with 5 wickets in hand and 3 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.